Good morning, folks. Today, let's talk about hunting whitetail deer over scrapes. We have a very noted authority on such with us, Mr. Larry Wysoon. Larry, good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning. I tell you what, our hunting seasons are closer every day, thankfully, and I cannot wait. Now, you mentioned scrapes. You know, whitetail deer do make scrapes in the fall, primarily the bucks. Occasionally, you'll have a doe that makes a scrape, but any time to me when you start seeing any abundance of scrapes, and generally that starts about, about a month before the serious breeding seasons get started. But that presence of scrapes also equates to the presence of whitetail bucks in the area that you're going to hunt.
Larry, many years I have watched one scrape. For at least 6 years I watched what I call a communal scrape, but I've watched young bucks, button bucks, spike bucks, mature bucks, does come to that scrape. Communal scrapes are really pretty common, aren't they?
They really are. I've got a scrape in, here in Texas that I've been watching. This will be the 21st year that this scrape has been active. And research tells us that about 75% of the scraping activity occurs after dark. But you do have these communal-type scrapes. And to me, I equate them a lot of times. You know, if you've ever pulled up in a farmer's yard and he's got a bunch of dogs out there, you stop and you get out to go visit with him and maybe have a cup of coffee, you turn around and look, and you got a dog barking territory on the tire. And then here's another male dog comes by and does the same thing. I think a lot of times that's kind of what happens with these communal scrapes. Genuinely, you find these communal scrapes somewhere close to where there's several travel routes to come together. Maybe several trails that kind of are heading into kind of crisscrossing at a spot going to a food area, maybe a food plot or a really good, a really good agricultural field or water. And that's a lot of times where you'll find those communal scrapes. But it's not uncommon for a whole bunch of different bucks to use that same scrape. To me, you hear a lot, too, about, this is a breeding scrape. This is such and such a scrape. This is another kind of scrape. And we have a tendency to try to divide and give names to a lot of different things. But actually, when you get right down to it, there's an active scrape and then there's an inactive scrape. And a lot of times those inactive scrapes you see early in the season when those bucks are just starting to come out of hard antler. They're just starting to, testosterone levels starting to rise. And they're just making scrapes. But once they start into that breeding season a little bit farther down the way, then you'll have these scrapes that they have a tendency to return to time and time again. And a lot of times you'll find these scrapes along the path of least resistance. I mean, maybe it's along the edge of where there's a little brush line next to, a little draw that runs through an area. They're trailing right along the edge of that. That's a great place to find it. Sometimes if you've got a little bit more brush scattered around, a few trees around, you can find an old country road somewhere or a pasture road. You'll find that those scrapes are on that same path of least resistance where those deer have a tendency to walk more so than through very dense, tall grass or, you know, dense brush.
You know, Larry, I've learned through the years that hunting that you can, after quite a bit of experience, you can go out and usually find areas that there's going to be scrapes. You can make, once you know where to look, finding scrapes is a lot easier. It's like ridge lines or the edge of timber lines. Any type of terrain change, it seems bucks like to scrape there, don't they?
They do. Like I said, a lot of times deer are like people in a lot of different ways. They're individuals to begin with, but also they try to take the path of least resistance. You're right. Hunting will find a trail that we can follow. Well, the deer have a tendency to do the same thing. That's where you find those scrapes a lot of times. But, you know, we're not that far away until these old bucks will start, really start kind of shedding their velvet. They're pretty much grown at this point. And we start getting these first little cool spells and nights kind of drop down a little bit and temperature-wise. You know, next thing you know, we'll start finding these scrapes. Now, to me, the ideal time to look for scrapes really is right after the hunting season closes, particularly when we're talking about communal scrapes, because at that time, you wait about 2 weeks after the hunting seasons are closed. You can get into those areas that you're going to hunt the next year. The deer are not in any form or fashion scared of you. You can still find rubs. You can still find scrapes. Mark those either on a map that you hand draw or a topo map or that you pull off the computer, and you can even do those with GPS coordinates. Then
Larry,
come back.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, buddy. Next time, what do you say you enlighten folks on rub lines?
That sounds great. I get to talking about deer hunting, and I get carried away.
It's fun. Folks, we'll join us next week. We'll have some more fun talking deer with Mr. Whitetail.